All right, now welcome once again to another package of Fantasy Premier League brought to you by the Republicans. We don't enter studio again and we don't bring the latest gist. Waiting, I need to know how and I need to arrange in a squad your team for inside the match week. My name is Natimi, like you know already, PCFR himself on top of the MIC. And I get with me inside the studio my paddy himself and also my producer, Ima. Okay, Ima, Moku start from game week 26 and waiting sub. We talked about Haaland last week. Say Haaland might not, if he no deliver, but surprise, surprise, him be one of the deliverables. We also talk about Mitoma. I know, I remember I said we talked about Mitoma too that last week. Himself come good this week. Also, I remember I said we talked about Bukayo Saka too.
Yeah.
Three of them come good for inside the matter. Also, I remember I said we talked about Marcus Rashford.
Yeah.
All the players we'll talk about come good, apart from say, we'll not to give credit or we'll not to give. How will you split them now? We know to reason Erling Haaland.
Yeah.
And the reason Nabizon say informed before that time never to make sense. But now, Haaland now don't side the score again.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, the team where they've been playing against Bournemouth, terribly poor defensively. You get so now, Haaland used that opportunity, step up in game, you know. So that one will give them ginger as they move into game week 26.
I've been a look at Bukayo Saka because last time we did talk, I mean, you talk about Bukayo Saka, captain handband, commuting the captain handband from Bukayo Saka. Because when it comes to captain picks, we've been talking about, say, Haaland, one, definitely,
yeah.
Maybe Harry Kane. Also, we can't look, say, Rashford, two. Now, another player we say to look out for. But Bukayo Saka, now, one player we say, you guys, me, I don't get that for my team right now. I they plan to put him for my team. But Bukayo Saka going forward, definitely. Now, the man from Arsenal, we say, every manager supposed to get, at least for his squad.
Exactly, exactly. So the thing we say, like
highest goal scorer and also most the person who don't give most help goals.
Yeah, Bukayo Saka na bola, na bomb bola, and this season don't really favor him. You get so even for Arsenal last match where they win 1-0 away, Bukayo Saka been ball. Just that Martinelli been get the lock, score the goal.
Yeah.
But even a performance, Bukayo Saka been perform very well. But for FPL na goal or help goal go give you points. So I mean, but na player where every manager supposed to get, supposed to even look out for every single match week because the guy they're on top form.
And as we add Bukayo Saka to your team, in case you never get him just like me, also remember Marcus Rashford. Every game now, the guy they always score at least one goal, at least one goal. Another player to add for inside your FPL team. But for this match week 26, we've been a look at the transfers. And definitely, Mitoma, we don't talk about Mitoma, but more talk about Ivan Toney. For the man Ivan Toney, the problem now, and I say, we yes, they don't accept the charges against them for where FA bring against them based on betting scandal or betting whatever. But the truth of the matter, we say, this thing, it be like he affect them small because at some point, if Anthony knock on the score for a period of time in this cast for goals, but I think recently, don't try bounce back. But now we say, don't accept the charges. You feel say, maybe the team don't come up for your mind, he go fist side the score again.
So
that is if he don't even chop ban. Game ban.
I mean, before the ban, I feel say Toney go give us some goals, something to remember him for before in Wakago the ban where then go give him because the ban right now they certain now just the number of months where we never know yet. You get so like I mean before the ban, I feel say the guy go give us some goals, you know, especially because this Fulham. Them they play Fulham for home, and you know say Brentford now very attacking team,
and they get goals too.
Yes, and plenty people save. I think Ivan Toney now the second most transferred in player this game week. So plenty managers get hope on him. This
for me, you look that in game now more or less like sea of green because now games will be say Brentford normally go one win and get plenty goals. Then they play Fulham. They play Everton for Goodison Park. They play Southampton. They play Leicester City. They play Brighton. The only biggest game we did for them maybe now till April.
Yeah.
And that one against Manchester United. So you look this their sets of game and you just say, if Ivan Toney feel overcome this in ban, whatever, the betting, whatever, or Allah Wendy right now, definitely with the games way they ahead of him. Now player will say, now striker will say you will get put for your squad.
Exactly.
Hoping say will give you the points.
Exactly. And next game we say now double match.
Double game week.
Them go play.
Yeah.
Ivan Toney now player where we supposed to watch out for.
Okay. Moku go for game with 26. What to expect for expected goals based on the teams then where they play and where to go fish so for inside that matter. Would they look Arsenal Bournemouth? Would they look City Newcastle? Would they look Chelsea Leeds? I don't know why my producer put Chelsea Leeds. Maybe because he's not Chelsea fan, but for me, I feel say Chelsea never they score goals. So
I feel say Leeds go score Chelsea. I mean, say, let's okay, go that one,
No, that one did. That
Chelsea
one,
no go keep clean sheets.
That one, sure. That one, sure. Expected goals, yes, definitely. Okay. I don't even look at like that, Seb. Because I mean, they say, why Chelsea? Chelsea too. Chelsea, they pass one
Chelsea
goal.
Never gel
so, yet, so. But Emmanuel, most start with Arsenal, Bournemouth. Bournemouth over the weekend against City, then chop four. Against Arsenal, you can expect City to go chop more.
For Emirates.
But see, now the funny thing be this now, for Emirates. Mm. Arsenal, if you go there now, go to struggle to score two goals.
City now the only team we don't beat Arsenal for Emirates. It show me say Arsenal. In fact, Arsenal go score. The way Arsenal they play right now,
Ima.
The way they play as, and the way Bournemouth defense they leaky.
Ima, I agree. Say Arsenal go score, but Arsenal go score reach four.
From waiting I've been see for that City game, if Bournemouth go flop, but Arsenal fit score reach five safe.
Okay.
Because Arsenal, they play free-flowing football right now.
Mm.
Counter, everything.
Attacking.
Position. You get so...
Okay.
And Bournemouth, nah.
Bournemouth, they're not on form.
Defensively.
Defensively, they're not good at all. But me, I even look, say, two of them will score themselves. Because they look at Arsenal now, say, Arsenal, if you just go open up too much, Bournemouth will score them too. But apart from that, Newcastle, Manchester City, now game will be saying, they look, say, okay, maybe in a game of goals too.
Yeah. Now, game we go be end to end. You get because Newcastle now attacking team too. City also now attacking team. And then they score goals. You get the two teams, they score goals.
And also, we'll talk about Chelsea Leeds. Leeds, he scored Chelsea. That one day. That one, another short banker.
Chelsea defense right now.
Spurs score two against them. So everybody, they score against Chelsea. Or maybe if you're too bad, Chelsea, if he can't pick up that form that day, you never can tell. But my own worry, my own fear for Chelsea, that the fact say we don't even know how they go use turn up. We don't know which team go come up. We don't know how they go play. We don't know how well they go play.
Elite, we know the people that will play, right? But there's no like center player. Like,
we'll be saying, because Bamford never 2 day in form.
Exactly.
Rodrigo will be in the score that year, that time. He don't still, gas out.
So there's no particular Elite. Anybody fit score for Elite. And Chelsea. The starting lineup, no, they certain. So now the only problem with this fixture,
but Leeds get one Italian though.
That's their winger.
Not to guy now. The other guy we say you go reason say maybe go get them goals apart from maybe Patrick Bamford when he's today in form, and also I think Rodrigo don't get injury or something like that. So he never really did well for Leeds United in recent times. So now the guys them to look out for Leeds now be that. Moving on to the game weeks and chips where we say go use for game week 27. That one will come up next week. For double game week teams, the way they play double game weeks: Palace, Southampton, Brentford, Brighton, and Emmanuel. From these four teams, Southampton, okay, James Ward-Prowse. I pick James Ward-Prowse from there. Or not actually inside. He never give me any vibes. I pick from Brentford, Ivan Toney. Brighton, definitely Mitoma. Palace, who I want to pick from Palace.
Palace.
With Reza, don't die off too.
Palace, no deal from Palace. Maybe that Nigerian boy,
Michael Olise.
Yeah, maybe Olise. You get, but like Palace right now. Palace, no deal from at all.
So
like,
no bother pick anybody from Palace.
Nah.
No bother pick anybody.
Brentford. You fit also reason their keeper.
Yeah, Raya.
You feel reason Raya too, because the guy they make saves and sometimes it's Brentford they keep clean sheets. So you feel reason Raya. But for this, just like
Ben Mee, they Brentford too. So Ben Mee another option too for Brentford.
But going with waiting you talk now, Brentford and Brighton. And then Southampton, depending on who they play with.
James Ward-Prowse only.
Yeah.
Free kick. Corner kicks.
Penalty.
game with 28, by the way, go they blank because of FA Cup. Remember that time they could only enter quarter final. Right now, then they are the fifth round, talking about the round of 16. But from game week 28, so you guys talk. See, I think That will be quarter final. Yeah, games we can take will be quarter final for FA Cup.
Quarter final, yeah.
Yeah. So for double game week again, game week 29, that one will be the biggest double of the season. 12 teams, 9 go they play.
Wild card.
At least that time, you go if you use your wild card, you go if you try to one use one or two teams.
I've been using my free hits last game week.
Okay.
You get, but I no go use my any. I no go use wild card this game week 27. But what thing I go do? Since I don't already get match Mitoma, I get I get Solly March. I get Mitoma. I get that their defender and what thing be named Donk.
Donk. Okay, Louis Donk.
Exactly. So like, I don't already prepare for this game week 27. But for managers, we don't get the players yet. If you know, because I go advise managers to use wild card and free hit, maybe game week 29 and 28. But for 27, since star players for Brentford and Brighton, Notubuku, you get, so managers, if you just do transfer,
okay,
one transfer this game week, looking maybe... Maybe, for instance, Tony now.
Yeah.
Transfer Tony in. Maybe even if Tony no perform this game week 26, you know, saying go play two matches game week 27.
Yeah.
You get, and then Brighton too. If you do one or two transfer, for example, for Mitoma.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Mitoma, Ivan Tony, you get between now and 27.
Yeah.
And keep the wild card for 12 teams. We go play double game
week. That one I go... But remember, like we talk, game week 28, blank. The people will go enjoy pass now. Managers will get Arsenal players. Arsenal not the FA Cup. So if you get Arsenal players, just keep them. Just make sure say that they hot for you. They inside cooler for game week 28, where they go play FA Cups again. Okay, moving on to the captain of game week 26, Emmanuel. Rashford for me.
Rashford. Then they play Liverpool.
See,
Liverpool feel
now. So we talk. Wait, first, man. I don't know whether now you have been a who day here that day. We talk, say, they play Man City. Blah, now you now. Now you now. Now you.
And I mean.
Now you. He said Man City. Man City. The guy scored goal that day.
The guy scored.
He scored goal.
Yeah.
So, me, I don't want to even hear your story. Rashford, please. Rashford for Liverpool. I remember I said first leg too. I think he scored. He scored self for first leg.
Yes.
So, not be a new team for him. And Liverpool, for me, never today in form. If he gets two goals, if he gets three goals, depending on how things shape up for him. So
Real Madrid.
No, they're not going to play. They're not going to play Real Madrid.
Real Madrid won't kill. God.
until 2 weeks' time. Liverpool, I know that assist. I know. Do that. You might find my mouth. But Iman, who is your captain for this week?
For this week, now I go with Haaland.
Haaland.
Yeah, because Haaland, they play...
Because they play Newcastle. Or
Newcastle.
What?
Yeah, like, that match, goals go. Goals go there, that match. You get, and if Haaland goes score, like, 2-3 goals, and I know captain him, I go drop for the ratings, you get. So, now the thing with Haaland be that, if Haaland pop and you know captain him,
now Haaland,
it go really affect your ratings, you get. But Rashford too, now, the thing with Rashford go score.
Yeah.
You get
now the guarantee with that.
Rashford go score, but him no go score like 2-3. Him go score or him go assist.
But what if he can score? What if Rashford can go score 2-3 goals?
Rare.
Eggs for your face.
Rare.
Is it rare?
It's rare.
Okay, anyway, you don't hear our advice. Just pick anyone who suits you, anyone who go suit your belly last. And remember, now you're in charge of your team. Now you go really determine waiting, they really work for you. But we here will just give you advice on waiting and waiting to do, and also give you tips on how you can use manage your players them for the game week. This is still Football Republic Podcast, FPL, brought to you by the Republicans. And also, remember, say if you still subscribe to our channel, in case you never subscribe, I don't know what you wait for since you are missing out. You're missing a lot. Any which way, join our town hall, different from Battle Blue. You understand? So make sure, say you subscribe to our YouTube channel and the channel now, Football Republic NG. Republic with a K, by the way. And also, if you get our podcast from everywhere where they get your podcast from, all the platforms them where they get your podcast from. And also, follow us for social media. All our social media pages from Facebook to Instagram to Twitter.
TikTok.
Yeah. Follow us everywhere. We're there everywhere. Till I turn my head again. Thank you very much, Emmanuel. Sabi man. Till I enter and yard again next week for FPL. Make sure say you get points this week. Make sure say you gather plenty so that by next week when we come home, na celebration you go be. My people, na bye Gary, na bye Rice. Football Republic. Yeah, man.